What is up, everybody? How's it going? And welcome to another Wednesday Wisdom. Today is Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022, episode number 229. You're gonna hear me locking up here and getting all my stuff in order at the end of the day on Tuesday. I'm leaving. It's hot. For those that made it in today, awesome freaking work. So happy. Looking at the board, I mean, we were like four people shy or five people shy of 50, which is like our regular goal from here on out. We want 50 people every day, every single day, not just Monday through Thursday. So here we are. End of a long day for me, in many ways. But the number one reason it was a long day and something I'm gonna talk about and do my best to relay my spin on what's going on currently. I tend to dive deep into shit that's personal for me, so that's not changing today, of course. I think we're on episode 229, by the way. I don't think I said that. Oh, so it's hot. It was 100 plus degrees today. And it's hard. It's hard to be a business to attract people on days like this. And I'm gonna have to tip my cap to the two people that came and tried us out today. They showed up. Two people tried us out, showed up. And that's awesome. That's a testament to what kind of people they are, what kind of grit that they might prove to have throughout this process of possibly becoming MEFers. So that's a great note. And so last week I talked about like being able to leave stuff in your past and move on from things. And I used a perfect example of leaving our old space into the new space. And I feel like sometimes I beat a dead horse when I talk about certain things, and I'm going to talk today again about my landlord, my old landlord. I'm going to say his name because at this point I'm really fed up with everything going on. So if you never heard me say his name before, and if you do know him, I don't think he has any friends, but his name is Nader Egtisad, and he owns a couple businesses or buildings downtown. He doesn't own businesses, he owns buildings. And I'm gonna be really honest up front. I did not make my transition out of that space easy for a bunch of different reasons, but I also didn't make it very difficult. I mean, I could have just burnt the fucking building down, but he has someone illegally living in it, so we can't do that. So I put up, we took down walls throughout the 8 years that we were tenants. We took down some walls, but we put them back up. And now we're dealing with our last day there was the 14th. And I think I again said that last week that I was very happy and excited that I got to move on. Well, I'm not that lucky, I guess, because that thing I thought I was leaving behind is still dragging me down. And yesterday, which was Monday, someone showed up at my house and asked my wife for Ralphie Martinez. And I think she could tell right away that something was not right. This guy just seemed kind of fishy from the get-go. And so we talk about this guy who comes to the house. She, of course, tells him, like, no, he doesn't live here, just because the vibe that she's getting, right? And he says, well, I have a registered letter here for him. And she's like, yeah, no, I'm not taking it. So the guy ends up leaving, and we look up, like, who the fuck sends a registered letter? Well, when you're served paperwork for either a court date or to let someone know, like, your intentions of taking them to court, like that's pretty much what that is. Or it's from the IRS. And as far as I know, I'm in good standing with the IRS. So the conclusion was, our last, our old landlord sent this guy, and we're probably going to be dealing with him in court. So fast forward about, I don't know, 10 hours. And just before midnight, which he loves to do, I don't know what he does, if it's crack or coke, but just before midnight, every time this my old landlord needed to, send me something, it was always right before midnight. And sure as shit, at about 11:54 p.m. Monday night, he sent me an email, and I'd read it to you, but it's hard to decipher through his broken English and bad spelling. But pretty much, hey, you did this work. It's not what I wanted, so we want to rip it down and start from scratch, and you're gonna have to get everything permitted. So I woke up yesterday, right? Yeah. No, I woke up this morning. No, that's right. I got that late last night. So all yesterday, after finding out what this letter could have been, we're 95% sure at that point, 100% once I get that email, that this is going to court. And all I can do was dread, stress, and I ran myself ragged internally because of this. And mind you, I put the walls back exactly how we had them. I might have left some things undone here and there, but he's also keeping my deposit. So by law, if you don't know this, he can do the work that is needed and take it from the deposit, which he's not giving back to me anyways. And use it for that. So my feeling was, I'm going to do the work that you asked me to do. I'm going to leave it pretty much how we received it. When we received it, it was pretty beat up, a lot of shit left here and there. We did a lot of cleaning when we first moved in. So I was giving it back to him like he asked, as is. So I run myself ragged internally, stressed, like I was getting sick to my stomach all day, all evening classes. Just thinking about it, racking my brain. And then I woke up this morning to that email, because of course that's late at night. I'm not awake at that time. And reading his email, I went from telling you guys last week that I was very excited to move on, very relieved for a new chapter, a new page to be turned, to sick to my stomach for a solid 24 hours, to waking up and reading his email and realizing that because I can't control what he does or how he is, I'm in control of everything that is important. And what's important is finding out my responsibilities as per my lease agreement, my rights per my lease agreement, and everything that I can dig up and find on this piece of shit to ensure that I have guns locked and loaded, ready to go if and when this goes to court. So my due diligence on my side is I'll be in contact with the lawyer's office. That's one thing I can control. Second thing I controlled was I went down to the city of Martinez today to see the last time that anything was permitted inside this building. They couldn't give me anything because there really wasn't anything. One guy kind of told me what he remembers off the top of his head, and he used air quotes when he said, and these were permitted, quote unquote, by the owner, by my old landlord. And I just think he could not say that the process wasn't done. Because maybe you could get in trouble for an example. That's the only I try to dig at that, but he wouldn't give me anything. So I just took it as he can't tell me what he believes is true, for whatever reason. He also ended the conversation with me by saying good luck, and then kind of walked away while this other lady, tried to help me out. I have one more shot to go talk to somebody on Thursday, so we know that whatever walls that I removed and then put back, I am, let's say, 60% sure that he never had permitted anyways. Then he has someone living inside the building, which they actually mentioned and they know. So I have maybe no permits from the things that I did and then redid that he's telling me I need to have permits for. I have someone illegally living in the building that I know of, they know of. So we could send the city there to do a check. They find that he's out a tenant. That tenant's out. He's out money. And I might even find out even more come Thursday when I go back to talk to some lady who's out of the office at the moment. So I can control that. The other thing I control is making sure that anything and everything that I have from the very beginning is was documented. Like I can look for old pictures, the before and afters, all that kind of stuff. So all of that's in my control. Why am I telling you this? What's in your control? I ran myself sick. I shit you not, guys. I ran myself sick with concern, stress, and worry because at one, that's the type of person I am. And two, because all I was focused on is what he was shining a light on. Everything that he believes that he's in control of. And even that's 90% bullshit because this guy is a clown. So I went from focusing on the 90% of the things that he thinks are true to the 100% things that I know are true and I know I can use. Today, tomorrow, the next day, the week, the month, the year, what do you have control over? You have control over your schedule. Let's say 70% of the time, something at work might come up, maybe a family emergency, something you forgot, you got to take someone to to something. But 70% of the time, I'm going to guarantee that you can get yourself to the gym. 70% of the time, you can put yourself in your car, drive yourself to the gym, get your workout in. You have control over how much water you drink, what kind of food that you eat. You have control over the people that you surround yourself with. You have control over, shit, what else? I don't know. Everything else. The clothes that you buy, the car that you drive. So think about that. It is all too easy and was all too easy for me to focus on the 90% of the bullshit that this guy wanted me to focus on. He wants me scared, right? So I flipped that. And so can you. What is it that you think is out of your control? Who is it that you're blaming for not making it to the gym? Who is it that you're blaming for not having a better job? Who is it that you're blaming for not asking that girl out or getting that promotion or going back to school, or the list goes on and on. And I want you to think about that. You have, take a seat, get out a notebook, write down the shit that you think other people are holding you back from, and then start writing out why it's not them and why it's you. And it is eye-opening. As soon as I figured out it's not him, it's me, my mind shift, the change, the want to fucking just bury this motherfucker drove me to go to the city, drove me to contact lawyers, drove me to start digging around for all my other stuff rather than sitting there with worry and burying myself. And I thought that was a pretty good thing to talk about today. So whatever it is that you think someone else is holding you back for, look at yourself first and then work your way from there. You know where your car keys are every day. You can sign up on Mindbody. You get to class. The workout's already made up for you. I take that responsibility off of you. Don't forget that. You don't have to think about what to do when you get into the gym. You just do it. And that's why you chose us. That's why we exist. So, with that said, guys, stop with the excuses, start taking responsibility, and let's get to fucking work. We'll see you in the gym.